Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We're coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Ground ball, backhanded. Guillorme with a strong throw. Game over. Astros win it 11-4. They have now improved their record in the month of June to a Major League best record of 12-5 in this month. And that's a 5.5 game lead, their largest of the season. Blummer back-to-back, huge offensive games.
I like the fact that the Astros are racking up hits and they're doing it as a team. They were relentless on the base pass today. They actually probably could have had some more runs considering they had 20 hits, but 6-for-12 with runners in scoring position, I'll take that.
Hell yeah, I'll take it. 6-for-12 with runners in scoring position. We're going to do this every time the Astros continue to build up, hit a new ceiling of games over 500, 12 games over 500, new ceiling, 5.5 game lead in the AL West. Suck it, AL West. And I'm not going to lie, Seth. All of my opinions on this Astros game from last night will be based on box score forensics because I saw half an inning of it before I fell asleep in my chair. I woke up, it was 9-2, Astros in the eighth inning.
I honestly, even if you had watched the whole thing through, and I tried to, and just I don't know how much of the game I watched. It was hardly any. I kept waking up and falling asleep. It's hard to keep track. When you get up into the extreme double digits by baseball standards and hits, then you lose track.
Yeah.
You lose track.
It's just a sea of goodness. Yeah.
Matt Kawahara, who writes for the Chronicle,
he
did that annoying thing where he points out the facts of the matter, which we've never been held down by facts.
Not on this show.
He says two games against a team with one of baseball's worst pitching staffs does not itself signal a turnaround.
Shut your face, Kawahara.
Only the Rockies carried a higher ERA into this series than the A's. Hey, just shut your mouth.
But
yeah, quit clacking on your typewriter there.
Well, this is what I'll say. I mean, look, the Astros have undeniably been an amazing baseball team over the last decade, prefacing everything with that. But there have been times over the last couple years where they've played down to the level of competition that they're playing, that they are just absolutely mollywopping a horrible baseball pitching staff over the last two nights is what good teams are supposed to do.
They're supposed to do. This is what they're supposed to do. What am I going to knock them for not scoring 27 runs?
Right, 20 hits last night.
Right, right. Well, should they have all been home runs? And Kawahara wasn't being a jerk.
Obviously
joking. He's one of my favorite writers.
He's good.
And this comes as we get news that Christian Javier is going to face live batters today. Luis Garcia has not advanced past throwing bullpen sessions, but is very close to facing hitters.
Okay.
And the one that everybody is concerned about and excited about, J.P. France, has also progressed to facing hitters. So, J.P. France, I know, I'm joking again, but it's almost, we, fingers crossed on both hands, could be at that point all of a sudden where, hey, wait a minute, we've got too many pitchers. What do we do with all these
guys?
We
said that last year. Don't say that again. We said that last year.
Boy, I never said it. Ben, dump all of that.
When all these guys come back, we're going to have like 9 starting pitchers. Yada, yada, yada. They're having to trade for Yusei Kikuchi at the trade deadline just to put a staff out there.
I'm aware of our recent history, Sean.
No, but you asked me yesterday. What you laying it out like that just now kind of hits home. You asked me yesterday. You had the press release in front of you that listed – what all the guys were going to be doing, and you were asking me my enthusiasm or optimism on a scale of 1 to 10 for each of those guys. Garcia and Javier are the two I want to focus in on because they've been part of a championship team before. They pitched in big games. And Garcia, because he's already had a setback, he's on a back burner for me. You know what I mean? It's been over 2 years since his surgery now. He's had setbacks. I feel about him the way a lot of people felt like Lance anytime I bring up Lance's name earlier this season. Javier is an interesting one to me because this is Javier's first go-around with the Tommy John. And we've not, man, knock on all the wood. Like, it's been a fairly normal, it feels like fairly normal rehab for Javier. That's the one that excited me yesterday, and as you lay it out this morning, that's the one that excites me. If they get Christian Javier back in the form that he was in before the injury, if they get peak Javier back on this staff, man, now you're cooking. I mean, Javier pitched well in a lot of big games in 2022, both in the postseason and leading up to the postseason.
And if you want to do that thing I love to do where you turn a negative into a positive, when we've seen Javier at his best, it's when he's in limited usage, including – the first year in 2022 when he was so good, they slowly ramped him into being a starting pitcher.
Yep.
He didn't qualify for any of the leader categories or anything, but he was astoundingly good. He would have been near the top of the leaderboard in a lot of categories if he had just qualified or pitched enough innings. So, I mean, it's not for under ideal circumstances, but in coming back from injury, he's only going to be able to pitch a half season. It's going to be limited innings at the beginning. And for his inability to really establish himself as an everyday full-season starter, that's not a concern this year.
No.
And, if you can get the best version of Javier seen and just don't need to get 7 innings out of him by any stretch of the imagination, that makes a big, big difference. It almost – you know what? The Astros right now are at a point where with Javier, if you call him a reliever when he comes back or an opener when he comes back – The committee start is long. If Framber and Hunter both go 7 innings deep in a game, and then you've got an off day after the third game, as close to a committee start as you can get, the Astros can look at it as an exciting thing rather than something to be dreaded. And then when you get into the playoffs, when you get creative with the pitching rotation, that's where it gets really real. The Astros in the playoffs have the chance to be a 100% different team than they were in the first half of the season.
Yeah, agreed. Look at the box score.
That's it. They're winning the World Series, basically.
I mean,
on the heels of these couple impressive performances versus the mighty North California A's.
That's right.
I am drinking the Kool-Aid.
I am too. Well, a texter points out early here. Appreciate you, texter, getting up with us. 5 guys with 3 hits last night and still no Yordan. I'm loving this motley crew. That's Irwin texting in early here. We actually talked about the bottom part of the order on the show yesterday. I think the station, put up a video of us talking about that specifically with the Astros. And right on cue, Seth, Cam 6-9 in the order last night. Cam Smith, 3-for-4. So Cam Smith now has a 4-hit game and a 3-hit game in the last 2 nights. Cam Smith, 3-for-4. Victor Caratini, 3-for-4, including a home run, which we'll hear in a second here. Jake Myers, big day for Jake today. We're doing the Circle of Trust at 7:20.
Yes. Today is Juneteenth, and happy Juneteenth, by the way. We should have led with that. Yes.
Indeed. And he was 3-for-5 last night. Mauricio Dubon with a home run, 2-for-5, was the scrub out of the crew. He only had 2 hits last night. But that's, if I'm doing my math right, that's 18 at-bats. The bottom third plus one, 6-9 of the order, were 11 for 18 with 2 bombs last night. They drove in 6 runs. Again, I know it's the A's, but, man, that is great to see. So we didn't get to see any of it, so let's relive some of it last night. Some of you probably didn't get to see it either if you're up early this morning. Here was Mauricio Dubon, 2 home runs in 2 nights.
They are still missing Yordan Alvarez.
Dubon hits it high in the air, deep to left field. Schumann all the way back. He's done it again! Mauricio Dubon has been on base 6 times in a row and has a home run in back-to-back games in his hometown.
This is the building that DuPont has built.
All right, so you know what's fun? I haven't listened to any of these. You know what's funny about that clip is you can hear Julia's voice at the beginning saying they still miss Jordan, and then Mauricio Dubon immediately swings, hits a home run. That's funny because Jordan and Dubon kind of have like one of those comical like love-hate relationships on camera. So it's almost like Julia's sitting there touting the virtues of a Jordan Alvarez and Dubon. It's almost like Dubon heard her and was like, yeah, screw that. Here's two home runs in two nights. Julia.
He's just the lefty version of me is all he is,
that's right.
is what Dubon says.
I love that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait until Dubon starts getting his kid in on the action, having his kid play practical jokes on Jordan.
Dubon has hit a home run in that park in high school, minor leagues, and major leagues. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was, it was. It's a, you know what? It's kind of a cool little dynamic of the A's playing in that ballpark for 1 year where some guys that'll never get to play in their obvious, the vast majority of guys don't get to play in their hometown in MLB.
No.
Or at least very often.
A lot of them, their hometown's not even in the United States.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, there are very few major league games played in Venezuela.
That's right. That's exactly right.
For now. If I've got anything to say about it.
For now, yeah. No, good. If the commissioner were Goodell, he'd be like, oh, we're going there for 100 games next year, Venezuela.
Yeah, but and then the other part, I was watching the YouTube highlights of the game.
Yeah.
And so they show the poor A's, man. Dallas Braden's their color commentator.
Oh, yeah.
And he's out there. They were broadcasting from out in right field, I think, from a tent. And Dallas Braden at one point is firing t-shirts into the crowd in the outfield, but he has to shoot them straight up in the air, you know, so the t-shirts don't go down onto the field.
Yeah.
And God bless them. It's like the old days when they first became a team. They did a lot of minor league hijinks.
They did.
Just to make it fun.
Charlie O'Finley, man. Yeah.
It's kind of everything old is new again with the A's. Like, hey, let's embrace this. We're just going to be goofy.
That's funny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Do you want to hear a Tuve bomb? I want to hear a Tuve bomb. Yeah, let's go.
It was as big as a 434-footer? Let's see if I remember
yeah,
correctly.
Okay, let's see. Let's see.
Jose hits one high, hits one deep, hits one out of Sacramento Stadium as the Astros take a 5-1 lead, a 3-run jack for Jose Altuve hitting his second here at Sutter Health Park.
They keep booing. He keeps hitting. Got the fastball, smoked it.
There you
big
go.
Swing
good,
in this
man.
Game.
We got it. That was good. He likes hitting in that park. That's two home runs in 3 nights. Two bombs.
Yeah.
In 3 nights for Jose Altuve. Yeah.
With Altuve, I feel like the boos, at least in some of the ballparks, like the A's, I think they've transitioned more into just, this is a guy that's really screwed us a lot of times previously. It's just it's the classic, we're going to boo one of their best players.
As opposed to cheater, pumpkin eater, right?
It doesn't feel as vitriolic.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I'm going to give myself a ding for using that word.
Vitriolic?
I told you, I got about 3 hours of sleep last night. I sent Ben some audio this morning of Jalen Knoll.
Yeah.
All of them were labeled Jalen Green, which must have been very confusing to Ben.
It was just one, actually. It was even more confusing.
Oh, it was
confusing.
Just one. Oh, okay. I'll give myself a ding for that. You know, even dumber, though, that I managed to label one of them. I sent two clips. One was labeled, apparently, Jalen Knoll.
Yeah.
And immediately afterwards, I labeled the second one Jalen Green.
My first reaction, if I were to ever see that, would be like, who the hell is pulling a clip of anything Jalen Green is saying?
Yeah. You got to hear this Jalen Green audio.
Yeah, but you can't because he speaks in volume 1.5.
You got to hear this clip from Peanuts.
Yeah. All right. We're off and running on a Thursday. Circle of Trust today at 7:20. We're going to do that. It's a big day. And you could tell the guys were motivated last night to get into the Circle of Trust. That's what I give credit to the 20 hits for. They know the recency bias of Payne and Pendergast.
It was a 432-foot home run. I'm going
to
give
it to yourself.
I was in less than a yard.
Yeah, give it to yourself. That's good. All right. Off and running here on a Thursday. Glad to have you with us up early. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in on the text page. All right, the Texans made a signing yesterday. If all you did was read the Wikipedia page, this would be one of the most interesting signings in the history of the team. We will get to it, and we'll tell you why, and we'll hear from the person they signed coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.